from the right. I'm Mark Hard.
And from the left, I'm Pete Hard.
Hey, guys, you crossed the border into Hard Nation. Yeah! Man, I'm sad.
Why?
Girls has ended. I love that show.
You watched Girls?
I watched every single episode. I love Marnie. I love Jessa.
Wait, you're I love starting Shoshana. With Marnie?
I do love Marnie, maybe the most. I think that we really explore, and I think that there's this idea that she has to be a good person, but Marnie's just trying to figure out her own thing.
No one is a good person.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know what we're going to do without Girls. I loved it. I thought the
it's very finale was amazing. It's very unappealing for a man of your age to be a fan of Girls.
Well,
Not because it's gendered, but because it's the kind of entertainment that has a layer of complexity of which you're not capable.
I see how complex it is. I get it that Adam is loud.
I don't think that's one of his salient qualities, actually.
That's like his main thing. He's like, oh, come on, Hannah. Come on, Hannah. Come on, Hannah. We don't have sex. But at least we still have him as Kylo Ren.
Is a Kylo Ren?
Kylo Ren is Ben Solo.
Ben Solo is his name?
Han Solo and Leia Organa Solo had a child named Ben Solo who Luke tried to train, and then he fell to the dark side.
Huh. And, I enjoyed so much time outdoors and with friends when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I never went outside.
I wonder why.
I had a severe vitamin D deficiency, so I couldn't go outside.
Very pale, right. Yeah. Very pale. So wait, you're really going to miss Girls. There's nothing else on a Sunday night that you could watch?
We're not going to watch John Oliver.
Why are you screaming?
Because John Oliver's just lecturing to people that already agree with him, and then he throws out a few facts and we're supposed to be like, Now, what's really sad, I think, is what's happening to Bill O'Reilly.
Why is that sad?
I mean, they're going to
put a falafel right up your ass. He doesn't care.
That's fine.
Oh, really?
I'll be into that.
Seems not in keeping with your character.
Well, no, but I'll tell you why. Because I never had the chance to explore my sexuality.
Oh, my God.
Now, the left thinks that they're the only ones that can explore their sexuality.
No one on the left thinks they're the only ones that can explore their sexuality. The only people carving up the world into a dualist enterprise is the right.
I tried to go
to everything anyone says, you say the left or the right. It's not true. Every person can explore their sexuality.
So my wife and I don't usually talk about my wife on here.
You talk about her almost every episode.
Well, so Clydie and I went to a sex party, and at the door they said, hey, aren't you that, and they used the A word, they called me an a-hole, and they said, aren't you that a-hole
Wait a
radio
minute.
Host?
Are you trying to make the a-hole seem like it's an offensive slur?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go, aren't you that a-hole radio host? And they wouldn't let me come into the sex party. And Clydie, she was very upset because she, she has certain needs that I can't fulfill.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't want to talk. I probably shouldn't have brought it up. How about that last Jedi trailer? That trailer last week was great. When Luke's like, I'm going to kill all the Jedi. No more Jedi left.
I'm sure that didn't happen in the trailer, but
I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah.
My wife, after September 11th, hasn't been able to orgasm. We've gone to a lot of different psychologists.
9/11 broke your wife's pussy.
Don't say that. Because the orgasm comes from the brain first.
Pussy.
She just hasn't been able to relax since September 11th.
Is there a chance that you can't bring your wife to orgasm since September 11th?
I'm not. Okay. As someone that has been now in couples therapy for a while, I am a part of this relationship just as much as she is part of this relationship.
Right.
So I understand that sometimes the organ I should be using to bring her pleasure isn't just my penis. So yes, maybe I...
Yeah, do you want to take some responsibility in that?
I am. That's why we've been going to... We went to an Eastern healer.
Oh, really?
We read each other's auras.
Huh. Also seems not in keeping with your character.
Well, we're trying everything, Pete. We're trying everything. Mm-hmm. So United Airlines has had a lot of controversy because a passenger was ripped out of a seat, which I think was a strong move. And we have the United CEO, Oscar Munoz, here on Hard Nation today. Now, Pete, I don't travel a lot by the air because I'm
tough to fit in a seat, right?
Well, that's first of all, that's bodyism, and you're shaming
it's
me
actually
right
not. It's just a fact.
Last week, United, I think, started taking the skies back. Really taking the skies back. I applaud. I'm one of the few people that think that they did the right thing last week.
And why is that?
Because I think that there you have law, you have order, and if you don't have law and order together, then what? It's just chaos. It's just there's no rules.
Sure, you about can put 90 the play seconds together. Of dialogue with almost absolutely no content.
You could never run an airplane, or let alone in airlines.
No, I would never want to run in there.
Exactly, because you don't believe in law and order. And right here we have the head of United Airlines.
See ya.
Oscar Munoz.
Thank you, gentlemen. So great to be here today.
Oscar, I just want to say, don't back down. I know
He
already backed down.
Yeah.
At first you came out and you said that this man was disruptive, that you pulled off the plane. And now you're saying that you were disgusted by it.
I was both so upset at him and then later everyone on that airplane. But then only later did I realize that the true fault was with United. And and just as a token of my goodwill even coming here, I'd like to give you guys just a round of free flights for everybody here.
A whole round.
The engineers, everybody, just as a way of saying how sorry United is and how determined we are to make amends with what I like to call the United promise.
Okay.
Which is that no longer will we allow any passenger who is going to be kicked off a flight for being overbooked, we are no longer going to not let them fight back.
Creating basically like a fight club.
It's going to be, in a sense, it'll be if you as a passenger can defeat in physical hand-to-hand combat the police officer who is there to remove you, you will get to stay on the plane. It's what we call the United Promise.
Wow. I mean, wow. I love this.
I like that a lot, too, because I think that people don't defend themselves as much as they used to.
Are you kidding me? I brushed your shoulder last week, and you looked at me like I was going to slap you.
I know. Well, yeah, but I was scared because I
shuddered like I was going to hit you.
But that's cultural, because I've been inculcated into this world where I can't fight back. Ow, what? I just swung my arm and it hurt.
Yeah.
Really hurt me. I think this is exciting. Like,
we're very excited.
Bring Stand Your Ground, which they have in Florida, which has been used to great effect. Bring it to the skies.
It only makes sense. And I also, we've heard from a lot of people about how upset they were that we even allow overbooking at all.
Yeah, it's a bad practice. Now, it's a bad business practice that's allowed you to make more money, but it's not good for your customers,
now,
right?
Now, listen, Mr. Hart, if I can be just blunt with you guys, the economics of running an airline are very intense. I don't think you know this, but for every flight from New York to L.A., a typical flight from New York to L.A. costs $6 billion.
Wow.
When you factor in the fuel costs, it seems extremely high. It's not at all. It's a standard cost.
You're just cooking the books a little
it's
on that.
Not whatsoever. There's fuel. Yeah. There is those little bags of veggie chips.
Yeah.
Every United Air flight.
Oh, like Terra chips. Are they free? I've never flown United.
No,
not really the kind of airline for me.
And I think Terra chips are a JetBlue thing.
Well, this is, again, another aspect of what I like to call the United Promise, that we're bringing back any chip that is on any other airline. If you want it, we will now offer it to you however we can get it. Now,
how will they know? Because once you're in the air, you can't stop at a corner store bodega, as people in New York say.
No, we will. That is the United Promise. We will land the plane.
Wait a minute. Are there bodegas in the sky?
There are not any bodegas as of now. But under what I like to call the United Promise, we are going
This promise is so broad.
It's a huge promise. It's
what we want to bring our customers back to us. And we think that because there's a little bit of like a PR snafu right now with that video.
Just a little bit of a PR snafu. But that's everyone being too sensitive, I have to say.
I initially agreed with you. Now, I initially thought that man wasn't beaten enough.
Okay.
And I instructed
you believe they pulled his little shirt up? Exposed his whole belly?
Initially, I thought that was hilarious. And I just giggled and giggled at that little belly button peeking out.
I did too.
But only now do I realize what a grave disservice we did to him and to all our United. In fact, if I can as a token of goodwill, another free round of flights for everyone.
Oh, wow. Right,
flights. What you're giving away means nothing to you. It doesn't actually cost you anything. It's so minuscule, it can't hurt you at all. Don't you believe there should be some meaningful, real consequences for you and the airline?
Absolutely, which is why we're doing what I like to call the United Promise.
Oh, my God. All right.
Which is going to be free scorpions for every passenger.
Oh, my God.
That story blew my mind. A scorpion fell out of an overhead bin and bit a passenger on a United flight. Like, a day or two after the squealing rabbit guy.
And wow, that's amazing, though. Was someone bringing it as a pet?
No, it just, you know, you're in a place, they have scorpions, and just sort
really?
Of stow away in your bag.
Regardless of whether they want it or not. Every passenger on United flights will now get one free scorpion.
But I don't think people.
No one wants a scorpion.
Because they are. The thing
who has. Who's your crisis PR manager that's told you as soon as people are upset, just give away what they are talking about?
Guys, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, and this has all come at a very bad time, but for some reason or another, every United flight has been infested with some 12 to 18 scorpions.
Wow.
Oh,
what?
My God.
Wait, so scorpions are being born. And scorpions, if listeners can't picture them, they're like lobsters that can walk around.
Wait
but
a
they
minute.
Have, instead of their tails going
that's
down
very accurate.
With
wait
a fan, it goes up with a stinger.
I would say if I did not know what a scorpion was, I can visualize it perfectly.
Yeah. Picture a cross between a lobster and a spider. And instead of a tail that goes down like a crawfish, it goes up. Like,
up and over the head.
Up and over the head.
What kind of personality do you think a scorpion has?
I think that a scorpion
has... They seem mean, but
I don't know
not.
If they're mean. I think that they're just trying to protect themselves. They're just trying
the
to stand
their ground.
The ones
in our planes are very mad. They're very angry. They've been... I don't know why they're there. I don't want to throw out the word ISIS just willy-nilly, but I don't think it's too early, I think, to say one way or the
God.
Other.
So you're saying that terrorists have planted – or first of all, how are scorpions born? From egg?
Yes.
and those scorpions are born looking like – or do they go through a larval stage?
Born from egg? I just didn't want us to cruise by that.
I think it's just one egg. I think one egg
yields – one egg
– with multiple scorpion feces?
My understanding is the scorpions – come out fully formed, smashing the egg from the inside with their stinger.
I think that's true.
So it's not a caterpillar situation, because a caterpillar becomes a butterfly when it goes through a pupal stage.
Right. Which I mean, honestly, if United flights were filled with caterpillars, that would be a dream.
Wait a minute, are they?
Well, under what I like to call the United Promise, we are going to fill up one airline out of every 10 with nothing but caterpillars.
Oh, no one wants that.
But if
don't
it's
just offer people the thing that they're talking about.
Did you know that if you leave rice in a pantry for too long, moths will just be born out of it? Because there's moth egg in every rice packet.
This seems like you've had a lot of time to read the internet. That seems not true.
It's true. It's true.
I don't know what weird Snopes knockoff you're cruising when you're bored, but I don't think that one's true.
Yeah, no, it's called notlies.com. Now, this sounds weird, but sometimes the whole family, we go to Secrets Resort, which people think is a singles resort.
What is Secrets?
It's a resort that is
like
not just
for poor people.
Yeah, it's
like
not
beaches, but for poorer people.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And it's not just for singles. People think that it's just a place that singles go and commingle, but families can go as well
and commingle. I think right. It's a place for families to swing.
Your whole family swinging.
My family's not swinging. There's no.
They're all of age. Consenting age. They can swing.
Well, yes, in the Caribbean they are.
Oh. I don't know about that.
So we usually fly United.
That's wonderful to hear. That's great news.
My daughters don't want to fly United this year.
That's
they just
upsetting.
Don't.
Wait, why not? They don't want to get their little shirts pulled up over their bellies.
Is it because of the leggings thing that
happened?
Well,
it's because I was bringing up the leggings thing.
I see.
But they also don't want the belly thing. Also, was not good either. But they don't want people to see their little bellies. And I don't want people to see my big belly. But the leggings thing. So a couple of women were... A
couple of girls. I don't think they were women. I think they were going...
Well, I call all females women's. Were refused to board. The boarding process was... They were disboarded.
That was a real journey.
There are certain terms. Disembark, disboarded, close the cabin bay doors.
Just make your point. Yeah.
So they were not allowed on because they were wearing leggings.
Right. The leggings were, at the time.
Wait a minute, Oscar, do not say leggings.
Leggings is what is the airline term for leggings.
Okay.
It's not leggings.
As is the closing the cabin door, which is also not accurate. As a standard thing, the airlines, we never use the same phrase twice to describe anything. So
that seems remarkably
closing
inefficient.
The cabin door, slamming that big old door.
Okay.
Deplaning, unplaning.
And this is all to confuse terrorists.
Yeah. So no one ever knows. Also, the passengers themselves who are kept more alert by our vernacular, you know, a passenger, the way the airline industry in general feels that if like passengers are an unfortunate byproduct of our real purpose, which is to fly planes around the sky. Yes.
Right. Just like in the cars spin off planes.
Right. If you confuse people, then their decision making capabilities are handicapped and they'll do whatever you want.
Right. Yeah. Right. So we can, you know, so unfortunately, and again, like as we were saying, we initially deplaned these girls.
These childhood women.
For wearing leggings. Mm-hmm. And
I hate it so much.
And again, and we're so sorry for about this. Sorry enough that I'd like to offer a round of free flights to everyone here in the room.
Wow, we're up to three free flights.
This is our third round. I thought you were going to order leggings, but you didn't. I thought we were going to get offered a bunch of leggings.
No, my company doesn't make leggings. Why would I do that?
Gentlemen, I have a surprise for you. I'm wearing leggings right now.
Oh, that's my God. News. Pull up your shorts.
As you can see, they are Star Wars The Last Jedi leggings appearing in theaters at Christmas. You notice how in the trailer it said Christmas, it didn't say holidays. Thank you, J.J. Abrams, or whoever is directing that.
No one noticed or cared about that.
That is the war on Christmas. We're winning it.
At least don't sit with your legs open like that.
Why? I want to. That's
those leggings are not dark enough.
That's Mark Hamill. You know, he plays Luke Skywalker, and he's fully bearded.
A few weeks ago, I would have also asked you to close your spread open legs, but now in our new united world, I'm going to tell you what I think is going to be an integral part of our united promise, and that is that all women will be required to wear leggings on any flight they take, regardless of what time of day it is or whether they showed up in leggings. And that is going to be something that I think is going to really show people that we are trying to change from getting rid of women.
You understand that that's not going to help, right? I mean, I understand someone has told you to do some sort of weird program where all women put on leggings when they check in. But you as just an adult man who's relatively bright, who exists in the world, know that providing people with leggings is going to be a massive inconvenience.
I don't know what passengers want. I am one with the planes. I don't get passenger needs, so I'm just trying to do the opposite of what happened. And isn't that kind of what you guys want?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I know go up to a songwriter. You don't go up to one of the great songwriters, like James Taylor, and say, make me a song that sounds like this.
James Taylor's brother has a cover band that just sings James Taylor songs?
Really?
Yeah.
It's like Gallagher too.
I don't know.
That's exactly what it's like.
What's a Gallagher too?
Well, so Gallagher, who's the famous, he smashes things. He's the comedian that smashes stuff.
He seems like he'd be really up your alley.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's very funny, and I think he's underrated. He has a brother named Gallagher too, which just
that can't be his brother's name.
They suit each other too. They have they're not friends anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's a shame. I had a friend who saw Gallagher in New York City and followed him for blocks and blocks and said his only takeaway was he had impossibly small feet. Which makes sense.
We have to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to explore more of the dimensions of the United Promise. And I have a few questions about what the Star Alliance is when Hard Nation returns.
What?
We are back with United CEO Oscar Munoz.
That was a great break. Break that was worth a round of free tickets for everybody.
Oh, wow. Four free tickets.
You are playing right into his hands. He's distracting you from all the issues at hand by just giving you freebies.
What are you talking about? I'm a journalist.
No, you're actually not.
What? So, what is the Star Alliance? I always hear that United, they're like, we're a proud member of the Star Alliance.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of our most proud alliances that we're in. The Star Alliance is a consortium of airline carriers United, Delta, the United States Air Force, the Russian Air Force, the Iranian Air Force.
Oh, wow.
And also various air forces of like alien races that have not been known to humans so far.
Wait a minute. Even the second and third things were weird. That's why is it only two private airlines and then everything else is a government or organization from another planet?
Well, it's because the Star Alliance encompasses like whether or not we need either passengers to move from New York to L.A. or a bombing campaign against the Glorxons of Rylon 3. The Alliance will be able to cover all those needs.
This is
seems like it's not there's not a great utility for that. But.
Well, let me if I can just say one if I can just say again about the cost of running an airline. Every United airplane has in it a mother of all bomb.
Wow. And one of those was just dropped on Afghanistan last week. And I have to say
that was a United plane.
Thank you, Trump. Really?
Yeah. And I thank you and Trump too.
Wow.
We were honored to do it. And it is something that every airplane carries in the cargo hold.
Oh, maybe that's why it's so expensive. Have you ever considered that?
Oh, it contributes to the cost for sure.
Because the mother of all bombs is 30 feet long.
Uh-huh.
We only recently have planes large and strong enough to carry it.
A lot of times we'll need to kick passengers off because the MOAB bomb that's in there it takes up too much weight, or it doesn't want the passengers on the plane itself.
It doesn't want
it's sentient. Does it ever sit in a seat? I haven't ever been on a plane where the bomb sits in a seat, but I'm guessing that there's a seat that can't accommodate it.
We had one time Moab wanted to sit up in first class, and so we asked,
did you allow it?
Oh, of course we did. Yeah. Of course, we had to kick
Alfre Woodard off the plane.
Alfre Woodard off the plane. Yeah,
who was that?
Alfre Woodard. She's a famous black actress, very talented.
Ah. Yeah. I have a question. So I know that we are in all these legal troubles, but what are some of the ways that you like to relax and enjoy?
She's just a famous actress. Eh?
I'm unaware. I usually just follow Sandler's movies.
They're great movies.
Sandy Wexler, I'm so excited. I'm not even kidding.
So what are the ways that you relax on a plane? How do you fly the friendly skies?
Don't pull in close to him that.
Ugh. No, I'm so glad for this.
When's the last time you experienced human contact?
I think that's
personal.
I think that's an unfair question.
That's okay. It's an honest conversation.
I mean, if I were being honest, I haven't.
Ever?
I have contact with my airplanes, if that's what you mean.
Aren't humans. So another human being just touching you or making you feel loved.
I once grabbed a passenger by their legs.
What?
And hurled her down a staircase. Is that not human contact?
Have you ever been caressed?
Wait a minute. In what context?
Well, this is part of what I like to call the United Promise, which is that if we ever have to kick a passenger off, from now on, I will personally do it.
Wow.
And I will.
So that's it. It has to go all the way to the top.
Grabbing someone by their legs is so aggressive.
Have you ever been grabbed by your legs, Pete?
No.
I have very strong legs. No one would ever grab them if I wasn't inviting them. I mean, I could grab you by your arms, but then people complain about your arms. I can grab you by the boobies, but then everyone's going to flip out about that. So I'm in a can't-win situation.
But I want to go back to this because I agree with Pete that human contact is important. The touch of skin on skin, the warmth of breath on your neck.
A hand on an emergency exit door. I agree.
That's not human. Right, well, when you were a child, because a lot of times people have their first sort of a human-to-human touch contact when they're kids, in their teenage years, at a dance or whatnot. Did you never have that happen to you? Were you always so focused?
Wait a minute. Did no one touch you until a dance?
The first time I was touched in a sexual way.
Oh, in a sexual
was
way.
Was at a prom dance. And I was there by accident.
That's pretty late. Prom is late high school.
So you missed all that. You missed that sort of teenage years.
I wouldn't say I missed it. I think that I got along fine without it. When I was born on a plane and my parents left me on that plane.
Oh my God. Like in the movie Lion.
That movie was based on me.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think that you need the touch of another human. I think you need the feel and warmth of love.
Well, that's why the coach seats are so close together so that people can experience that kind of touch and connection.
I sat next to an Eastern European couple on a flight once, and we didn't touch them, but I could smell them from 10 rows away.
I'm so sorry.
Is there anything you can do about that?
You know, it's part of what I like to call the United Promise, which is that you will have, when you first book a ticket, you will get a list of ethnicities and races you would prefer not to sit next to.
That seems very racist.
I just want everyone to be clean. Is there anything you can,
I don't
like,
know what euphemism I feel like you're using I just, for what race here, but like, whatever you want minute. To check off.
I can't believe it. See, this is the left
oh,
claims to be so tolerant, and then they secretly hate Eastern Europeans.
Well, listen, they smell so bad. It ruined my flight. I should get a refund, I think.
How about everyone here gets a refund
yes,
right now?
A free that's flight five. For everybody here. Flights.
He is tricking you again. You just completely gave up. He's tricking you. He's just giving you more freebies.
I'm up to five now.
This is like going to a birthday party where they slap you in the face for 2 hours and then you get a good gift bag and you're like, that was great.
What kind of birthday is that?
That is a birthday party.
Did you go to that once?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. These S&M things. He's into weird sex stuff. Yeah. Did you see
there's nothing weird about sex. There's nothing weird about exploring your sexuality and
slapping and sex, that's weird.
Well,
did you see? So, speaking of things in space and flying, did you see the trailer for The Last Jedi?
I'm gonna
last
fucking
week?
Kill myself.
Did you see that trailer?
I'm so excited for it.
When I saw it,
there's
Luke Skywalker
no reason to yell.
Walks out.
There's almost no reason
he
to yell.
He walks
ever.
Out. I cried.
It's wonderful. It's so exciting and it's dazzling and it's part of what I like to call the United Promise.
Wait, the trailer for the next Star Wars film is part of the United Promise?
We sponsor that movie, which is why all the X-Wings are now United planes.
Yeah, there's a 737 just
What's
shows
an
up.
X-Wing?
You see, the Rebel Alliance had an Incom T-35s, which are X-Wings. You know them as X-Wings.
In my mind, it's a type of flavor of wing that you're like asking them to give you, like, it's like dealer's choice. Like, oh, surprise me. That's an X-Wing.
That is fun. Yeah. I like that. What do you think about the wings that you get that have a cream-based sauce when you're getting wings?
What?
And two, will United ever have hot wings on their flights?
I think...
If those Eastern European people had hot wings, it would have really helped a lot.
We've gotten a lot of like criticism of the fact that like the United, the coach class doesn't get food or they don't get any kind of like, you know, beverage service that's not, you know, that's not priced in or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I think after hearing all these complaints and understanding that, I'm very proud to announce what I like to call the United Promise.
Oh my God. Well,
which is going to be that everybody on the plane will be given just a fire hose of hot wing sauce.
Everyone gets their own little hose?
Love that. You would have a customer for life.
Well, we obviously can't afford to buy wings for everybody, but if passengers...
Why, obviously? You gave everyone like three chicken wings. That's not going to be that expensive.
I mean, the cost... Like, I don't think if you know this, but one chicken costs $6 billion.
No, it doesn't. That's
not true.
That's also the same price as a flight from New York to LA.
Is the only unit of currency that you know $6 billion?
It's the baseline price for every object.
Okay.
But if passengers are willing to bring their own chicken wings on board, then in the coach class, we've replaced all the fire retardant sprinklers with hot wings.
I don't want you to say retarded.
Retardant.
I heard what I heard.
Retardant.
I heard what I heard.
So what happened to the Malaysian flight?
Well, speaking of the Star Alliance, that Malaysian flight is actually... on route back home after participating in a bombing campaign.
What?
Up on Rylar 4. Yeah, it was, you know, it got, initially it was meant to take passengers from one location to another, but like halfway got a redirected call. So it's on a 30-year light year mission bomb a bunch of places. Then it's going to come back.
Didn't they find it in the sea?
No, that was another plane that we put in there, obviously, to cover up the tracks of what we're doing.
Really?
They were the ones whose, their plane was shot down by the Russian, separatist movements in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And that was something that we, again, I'm, as a way of apologizing for that Russian attack, I'd like to give a round of free tickets.
Oh, yeah, we're up to six.
Stop writing it down.
Six now.
Stop writing it down. Can we go back to you grabbing a lady by her legs?
Yeah, what was happening
on
that
flight? What was she doing that you needed to grab her by the legs?
And that's very hard to grab someone by the legs. That happens in wrestling, mostly.
Yeah. No, she didn't see it coming.
She didn't see it coming. But
I don't know. We're in really dangerous territory here. But we have a president who will grab you by the pussy. So let's talk about it. You'll grab her right by the legs. What was she doing?
It was one of those flights that we had overbooked.
Uh-huh.
And instead of announcing that we were going to do it and creating like, you know, a whole, you know, commotion and giving people the chance to take their phones out and start recording, I just snuck up on a woman who had her legs just kind of like, you know, out, and I grabbed them.
What do you mean out?
She was in that seat that's, you know, when it's like the seat's facing a wall.
Yeah.
So there's a little extra room.
Yeah.
Like a flexible leg room.
Right.
And the TVs come out of the armrest.
Right. So what I did is like I hid behind a drink cart, and I started pushing the drink cart up while like walking behind it, like hunched down. So she thought a drink cart was approaching. The last second, I shoved the cart to clear, jumped out, grabbed her by the legs, and just hurled her with all my might out the plane.
Wow.
That is an absolutely savage story.
That's amazing.
But I'll dreaming of another human being like a piece of meat. You just threw her to the...
Look, this is what I'm going to do. You've given us six...
You just threw her to the back of the plane?
We have to wrap up in a second.
Sure.
You've given us six flights, so this is what I'm going to do. Right here, this is a phone number, right here, for a lady in Fairfax, Virginia, who will give you a full body massage.
That's
all the
wonderful.
Way. All the way. Whatever you want, if you need, you mean, here's the number.
Like shoulders and everything?
Everything.
Shoulders and hands.
So everything, your whole body.
He means.
And now, when you say everything, I sometimes you know have some tension means. Between my toes.
Are we
talking everything?
Look, you need to have human
she'll
contact.
She'll shrimp you. She's a hooker.
Right, she's not. She's not a prostitute.
She'll shrimp you. She's a hooker.
What is shrimp you? What does that mean?
Sucking on someone's toe.
Oh, my God. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to go and feel what it feels like to have another human touch you. It feels good.
Yeah.
And because I think that it's going to release a lot of tension. And I think that you're going to approach.
A sex worker.
Yeah, thank you. It's going to release a lot of tension. And you're going to feel what it is to feel to have human contact. And maybe won't be as okay with having, you know, scorpion eggs on all of your flights, which I think is a major problem. I think that's a huge problem.
It sounds to me like you guys are saying like a huge parts of what I like to call the United Promise are not great.
Yeah. I mean, from the very beginning – I think I've sort of made it clear that you seem to just be offering people things that they mention in greater volume than they already possess. And I don't think that's a great solution to what seems to be a systemic problem in your organization.
Wow. All right.
He really took that in.
That's certainly something to chew on.
Oh, my God. He's grabbing for my leg.
He's getting your leg. Oh, my God. Hey! Oh, just pull Pete away.
He is so
deceptively
strong.
Oh, he's... Wow.
Hold on. I'm crawling back.
He's crawling back. Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, that was Oscar Munoz. Oscar, go get it. Go get a hand job. Wow. Six... Free flights, Pete.
I don't care about six free flights. He grabbed my legs.
Oh, this is what we're going to do. We are going, first of all, my wife and I are going to go and we're going to get some time away. We're going to go to a place where no one thinks of September 11th at all.
What? Atlantis?
Yeah, we're going to Atlantis.
I love Atlantis.
It's so much fun. Two, I'm going to the Last Jedi premiere party out in Los Angeles,
this is like
California.
The seventh time I've heard about this.
It's because the trailer just came out and it's what everybody's talking about.
Okay.
Three, I'm going to Seoul, South Korea, one last time.
I don't think that's a good idea.
One last time,
baby. I don't think that's a great idea.
We got to see it before the North gets in.
I love Korea.
Four.
I did a Korean War tour.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you go right up to the DMZ, the Demilitary Zone?
No, the tour didn't go there.
Oh, my God.
I just did a sort of like a jungle tour.
Four, I'm going to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and I'm paying my respects at his grave that is not religious and actually is kind of strangely Masonic. That's true.
Seems
never
like,
seen his grave.
Yeah, oh, that was true?
That's true.
Yeah, it seemed like you've been there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going again. Five, Denver.
Oh, that has a haunted airport.
Denver has a haunted airport?
Yeah. Oh, it's like an evil airport.
Wow.
It's like a fucked up, I forget, there's like cult issues at the Denver airport.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Go maybe see some of my old boys. I lost some of my old cult buddies.
Oh, fuck. I forgot that's the thing you want to talk about.
No. I always want to talk about that. And six, of course, I'm going to be going to Trump Tower, New York City. I know I can just drive up there. We're not that far away. But
yeah.
I want to go up. I want to see it. And I want to shake that man's hand.
You're not going to be able to shake his hand.
I will. I will touch Donald Trump.
Next week on Hard Nation, we'll be talking to Woody Harrelson about what it's like to be sober in 420.
Man, I can't believe it. And we talked to some of the bomb makers about a new bomb called the Father of All Bombs that we're going to be dropping soon. We're closing the border here at Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.